Now it's time to open the postbag as we turn to some of this week's letters to the evening news. The emphasis this week is on nature and the environment. We'll kick off with Gary Morton on Norwich, who picks up on the news of our polluted rivers. The Industrial Revolution made the greatest impact on our rivers, reducing some to contaminated waste drains. Fortunately, this did not affect East Anglia a great deal. However, the latest report says no river in England is certified safe to swim in. Half of all lengths of rivers monitored by the Environment Agency exceed permitted limits of a hazardous pollutant. This makes grim reading for East Anglian rivers. There are fortunately a few pristine chalk streams in Norfolk. It appears that things are getting worse, not better, with 86% of rivers falling below the standard in England. The EU Water Framework Directive appears not to be on target. In local areas, some people say fully privatised water systems are failing, as sometimes they monitor themselves. Should our new PM, Boris Johnson, pass legislation to protect sensitive areas? For example, Norfolk, to be taken under a trust, water board, to work for the benefit of local people and our tourist industry, turbocharging the local economy in his new plan post-Brexit.
Keith Deacon of Cromer wants to see sympathetic choices for the types of trees when new planting takes place. Re-tree planting, roadsides, new planned forests, etc. Can the Woodland Trust, a major advisor and implementer of schemes and others, plant more native fruit and nut trees for wildlife and humans? For example, chestnut, cobnut trees, once widespread and used regularly by peasants in feudal times, greengage, native plums, etc. Often the trees planted seem bland and unproductive for the survival of most wildlife, and for humans too, in future when walking the new forest planned. Driving, I often see loads of newly planted trees established on roadsides, etc., yet clearly feel they look dead, meaning devoid of life in giving nuts and fruits for wildlife. In the new forests planned, it would also in future be great fun picking, harvesting, by and for humans too.
Roadside verge cutting and wildflowers are the subject of a letter from Libba Gathicole of Great Dunham. I'm writing to say how concerned I am at the unnecessary amount of roadside verge cutting which has been taking place this summer, and I wonder how many of your newspaper readers feel the same. We are being implored to conserve flowers for bees, and yet I see wildflowers in their prime being slaughtered on the verges of straight parts of roads. Of course it is necessary to keep clear the inside of bends, but surely the majority of flowers could be left, at least until they have set seeds. If this continues, we shall lose the battle to save the bees and other insects.
Finally, regular contributor David Coe of Norwich writes about the humble hedgehog. From the first day I moved into a small terraced house in Norwich, my garden has had a resident hedgehog that has had a healthy number of his friends coming to visit him every night during the summer months. I have now noticed over the last couple of years an alarming decline in their numbers. This year, for the first time, I have had a resident hedgehog die during the winter hibernation months. The hedgehog home I have had for the last couple of years is a deluxe model home of wood, which normally would have a couple of hedgehogs fighting over it, but up to now still remains vacant. Every summer night I leave outside my kitchen wall a good handful of cat treats, which they queue up to eat, and a shallow bowl of water. This year, only single ones turn up at odd times. The decline was shown clearly to me recently. July seems to be the time when female hedgehogs come into heat, And hearing the loud noise the males make when getting near a female at that time, I turned off the kitchen light and opened the door to see how many males had turned up. For the first time ever, there was only a single male circling the female, whereas in past years, there was at least three or four. My hope now seems to be that any young born will be able to find a home, and it seems the most gardens are being concreted over and tall fences are being erected all around the garden.